With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. The setting of Barbara Kingsolver's most recent novel, Animal Dreams, is Grace, Arizona, a hauntingly beautiful place that springs from her imagination.
It has fruit trees and wild peacocks and a little bit of a Garcia Marquez feeling, you know, of magical realism, because I wanted to create a place where anything could happen.
Kingsolver's novel is partly the story of industrial pollution.
In this fictional case, it's in the river is becoming acidic and it's poisoning the fruit trees, which is the main livelihood of the town now.
But Animal Dreams is mostly the tale of two sisters, one an idealist who goes to Nicaragua to help the beleaguered farmers, the other a dropout who returns home in search of herself. Barbara Kingsolver says the book started with a question for which there was no answer.
Why is it that people make the choices they do, particularly the political choices they do? How is it that some people become engaged with the world and its problems and are capable of dreaming of a better world and pursuing that dream, and other people have no dreams at all?
One of the characters in the book is a young Indian man whose ideas about dreams gave the novel its title.
He believes that animals dream about whatever they do in the daytime. If a dog chases rabbits in its life, then that's likely what it will dream about. And he says that people do the same. If you want sweet dreams, you have to live a sweet life.
Barbara Kingsolver's dreamlike novel of a young woman's effort to uncover the mysteries of her past, Animal Dreams, was published by HarperCollins. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.
Sometimes the best way to tell the truth is to make up a story.
That's novelist Barbara Kingsolver, who believes that the task of the fiction writer is to express what cannot be said in words.
The things that cannot be said in words are the things that are just too enormous to have any meaning anymore, like love your neighbor. So what? You know, we've heard that before. It doesn't mean anything. It falls flat. I might as well say, wear clean socks.
But the writer can invent a story showing the consequences of not loving one's neighbor.
I can create for you a truth that you weren't willing to listen to in simple words.
Barbara Kingsolver grew up in Kentucky, where books, rather than television, were her sole entertainment. As a result, she describes reading as a movie for the mind.
It's even better than watching a movie because the people look exactly the way you want them to.
Barbara Kingsolver's fourth book and second novel is Animal Dreams, which is set in southern Arizona, a place of unearthly beauty. It's chiefly the story of one of two sisters, a young woman who has bowed out of life's mainstream and who was trying to solve the puzzles of her past.
There's this family myth that their father told his two girls, which she comes to discover is a lie. She's never known who she really is and where she really comes from, and in the course of the novel, she keeps turning up clues.
Animal Dreams by Barbara Kingsolver received widespread praise and expanded the audience of this Arizona-based novelist. Published by HarperCollins. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Novelist Barbara Kingsolver says it's somewhat audacious to bring still another book into the world.
I can only do it if I'm motivated by some sort of intense urgency in me to say something to you that I really need for you to know.
There are a number of themes in Barbara Kingsolver's most recent novel, Animal Dreams: industrial pollution, Alzheimer's disease, the struggle in Nicaragua. As a fiction writer, Kingsolver uses a backdoor approach in dealing with these issues.
I can't tell you what to believe. That would be a pamphlet. It wouldn't be a novel, and it wouldn't be any fun, and it would not be art.
Barbara Kingsolver says it's a little daunting for authors to believe that their work will still be around when they're not.
It scares me a little, and I want to make sure that this message I'm putting in the bottle for the future is exactly the right one.
Kingsolver says it was like winning the lottery when she left her job as a scientific writer to work on fiction full-time.
For me, the discipline comes when I have to stop writing and go in the house and start dinner or something. It requires no discipline to do what you love.
HarperCollins published Barbara Kingsolver's most recent novel, Animal Dreams.
There are people who talk about what a curse it is to be a writer, but I think it'd be a curse to be one of those people I saw painting the Queensboro Bridge today.
Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.